Good morning, everyone. You're listening to CATR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Oliver, and welcome back to a new Discolly episode. It is February 7th, 2025, a beautiful sunny morning here in Vancouver. We got still some remnants of snow from our snowfall of Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and honestly lingering in a little bit to Wednesday. But I'm really happy to be back. It is freezing outside. I'm someone who runs incredibly cold, so I don't love having to bundle up. But I mean, to be fair, I do love throwing on a good hoodie. So it is what it is. Before we get into our show today, I do want to acknowledge that CATR is live and broadcasting off the unceded ancestral and traditional lands of the Musqueam, the Coast Salish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today is a very exciting episode, a very fun episode. Today, Discolly will be dedicated to CATR and Discorder Magazine's Fun Drive 2025, Discorder Inferno. Basically, if you're unaware of what Fun Drive is, I'm sure there's been a bunch of people promoting Fun Drive. Fun Drive is basically a huge fundraiser that we do here at CATR and Discorder Magazine to raise some funds to help be able to put more resources into the station, into the magazine that we publish out of the station here at UBC. It helps us keep up to date our equipment. It helps us bring in new platforms. It helps our creative minds here at CATR continue to prosper as well as continue to develop. And it allows us a chance to upgrade a bunch of our resources here at CATR. So Discolly will be promoting the Fun Drive this morning. If you are interested in donating to CATR and Discorder Magazine's Fun Drive, if you go to CITR.ca, you will see on our website, you will see a little huge, I mean, it's not really little, but you'll see it says Discorder Inferno. And then right below it says CITR Fun Drive 2025. You press donate now, and then you can either donate already placed amounts that we have there, or you can, if you go all the way to the right, you'll see a little 000. You can donate as much money as you want and as much money as you can. Anything is greatly appreciated, so we really, really appreciate you guys donating. And then when it says which CATR program inspired your donation, you can just put Discolly, if that is what you feel. If not, and you're listening to a different show, more than happy to put any. But yeah, so that's the Fun Drive for today. I'm not going to lie, I do have an exam later today, exactly right after, so we'll be cutting the show a little bit short, unfortunately. But I decided for today's episode to do a little bit different, not exactly follow the Discolly show run through that we usually have with the mainstream artists and then the discovered Canadian artist. For today, we're actually going to be looking back at the episodes that I've done before and the music that I've already played for you guys out of 42 episodes, which is actually insane. I can't even believe that that is a thing. Like within like a year and a bit, it still amazes me. And we're coming up to 50 soon, which is crazy. But I wanted to take a little bit of a memory lane, you know, go down memory lane, and look into the songs that we've played before. Starting off, I mean, I will say, it's been a crazy run. My first ever episode, we talked about Beyoncé with my friend Sydney. We were talking about the Renaissance album back when it had not originally came out. It had been a while already, but back before it had gotten a lot of publicity and a lot of mainstream critic review. So that was really crazy and cuckoo loco. I'm not gonna play Renaissance today. But I will be playing, starting off with my third ever show, that aired on December 29th, 2023, which seems like yesterday, but it's honestly almost going to be a year and a half, where I did My 21st Century Blues by Ray. One of my favorite songs off of that album, if you guys did tune into that show, is this song called Worth It. Ray is, honestly, she's making her way into the mainstream light. It's really a pleasure to see an artist go from a little bit underground, a little bit indie. I mean, I'm pretty sure she's still indie. And, you know, really build up their platform in the career and be able to, you know, make it to the Grammys. We saw Ray at the Grammys during Sunday. We saw her give an extraordinary performance of her song, Oscar-winning Tears. She is someone who can hold a note to save a life. But yeah, one of my favorite songs of this album is Worth It. I'm going to play it for you guys so that we can kind of get into the groove of things, you know, go down again, music that I played in the past and just kind of vibe. And if you guys are ever feeling, you know, a nice and cheerful spirit and, you know, a grateful spirit and to donate to the fund drive. More than happy. Once again, that's on CITR.ca. Just click donate now and just in the little box you can put Discali. But that's totally up to you guys. Today's, you know, about having fun and about taking some time to listen to some old music. You'll listen to CITR on Discali, and this is Worth It by Ray.
If my body was a boat, could you steer that sailor? Mm-hmm. Make it feel like it's a 1960s Hollywood trailer.
Old school, I like.
Classic like Cars, classic like Elizabeth Taylor. Could you to romance me? I need a give and not a take.
Who's what I need? Just cause I could love you if I really wanted to. You could be my glass of wine.
Baby, 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 would you?
Would you make it alright? Or maybe that much better.
If you wanted, you could make it all
worth it, worth it, worth it,
worth it. Ooh, wanna see the sun rise with you. Make it that much better. So we're gonna make it all
worth it, worth it, worth it, worth it. Ooh, worth all of the time I'm about to give you, baby.
So we're gonna make it all
worth it, worth it, worth it, worth it. Ooh.
This is the night.
Something about it's making me cry.
My soul, it did decide.
Feel my body shuffle in your one
eye. And I to
let me have the time of my life.
Check your credentials, self-residentials. Ooh, baby boy, you got so much potential.
I could love you.
Baby, 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 would you?
Baby, would you?
Would you make it all right?
Would you make it all right?
Make it that much better.
Make it that much better.
Wanted you to make it all
worth it, worth it, worth it,
worth it.
Ooh,
worth it. Wanna see the sun rise with you? Make it that much better. So we're gonna make it all
worth it, worth it, worth it,
worth it.
Ooh, worth all of the time I'm about to give you, baby.
So we're gonna make it all
worth it, worth it, worth it,
worth it.
Ooh.
Sipping on Chardonnay 2016, baby.
On the floor.
Staring like a dream, baby. Sometimes I'll catch up by you. Rearrange it all of my plans. And I'm holding my breath.
As I hope you'll make it worth it. Would you make it all right? Or maybe that much better.
I wanted you to make it all
worth it. Worth it, worth it,
worth it. Wanna see the sun rise with you. Make it that much better. Gonna make it all
worth it, worth it, worth it,
worth it.
Ooh, worth all of the time I'm about to give you, baby.
So I hope you're gonna make it all
worth it, worth it,
worth it,
worth it. Ooh, give all of the time I should be working on me.
So I hope you're gonna make it all.
This is the night.
This is the night.
My soul, it did decide.
All right, welcome back to Discali. That was Ray with Worth It. Such a wonderful song, such an upbeat song. I love it so much. Yeah, looking back, I remember when I did Ray, I had actually pre-recorded that show. It was my first ever pre-recorded show. I can't remember. It was during the winter break. I find myself actually in London at the time visiting my brother. And I was unable to be here for that show, but I really did want to show off Ray, an artist that I hold very close to my heart, someone who I met and saw her at the Commodore Ballroom in 2023, I think, as well. And it was just a phenomenal show, and I can't wait to see when she'll come back and what she has in store with for us. She's moving on from My 21st Century Blues. She released her EP Genesis, such a great 7-minute song. It was phenomenal work. She was at the Grammys, and you know, she's making a name for herself, and I can't wait. She just recently released a single with Lisa and Doja Cat, I think yesterday at about 7 p.m. EST. It's called Born Again. It was a song that Ray originally wrote herself back in the day before My 21st Century Blue, before she was actually indie. She wrote it, and these are songs that her old label actually had ownership over, and she was never able to release them because she left that record label. And then Lisa actually kind of did like a really cool move. She was able to purchase that song from her old record label and then release it herself as her single, with Ray as a writer, original writer, and Ray also as a feature, which is honestly such a cool friend move and such a cool thing to see in the music industry, you know, artists helping out artists. Moving up the episode track, the list, I had actually my first interview ever with a band called Hotel Mira. Hotel Mira is a Vancouver-based band. They are actually Canadian. I had a over-the-phone interview with them when I did the Cranberries. I had them, their lead singer, come in and tell us a little bit about themselves. And I actually fell in love with one of the songs called Dancing with the Moonlight off of their album I Am Not Myself. So I was thinking that we should maybe listen to it, come back, quickly talk about it, and then, you know, keep going down the episodes. Reminder, if you're just joining us today, we are doing the fun drive for Discali. If you're willing to donate or happy to donate, Any amount is greatly appreciated on CATR.ca, and you could have been inspired by Discali. And I'll leave you guys that up to you guys. This is Dancing with the Moonlight by Hotel Mira on CATR 101.9.
My name, a private life that I would trade for blinding light.
All right, welcome back. That was, I mean, Dancing in the Moonlight, also mentioning in the song itself, I Am Not Myself, which is the name of the album by Hotel Mira. I will say, I remember I asked the lead singer, which, I forget his name, but I asked him, I was just like, what was the purpose of the beginning of that song? It sounds really like distorted. It sounds kind of robotic and crazy. And I remember him telling me, he was like, I loved like the distortion of it. He thought it was a really interesting kind of mind grab for the listeners because I mean, it's kind of like that like test of you guys trying to see if you guys will hold on to the weirdness of the song right before the beat drops. Because then when the beat drops, it's like this whole satisfying feeling that the audience gets to hear. So it's really, really cool. But yeah, that was I Am Not Myself album and the song Dancing with the Moonlight, which is really cool. Going up my episode list, we did do Control by my beloved SZA, Miss Solana Imani Rolls, I think. Oh my God, I'm trying so hard to remember her name. And then after Control, we had American Teen. We talked about Khalid a little bit. And then we had Caroline Shaw. We also had my friend Brooklyn Wood come in for a live interview. I think that was one of my first live interviews, as in like not over the phone, which is really cool. We talked about her career and her experience as a McGill University student studying music. If you guys do need some intel on that, I'm pretty sure she gave us some kind of like inner scoop on that. That show was on March 8th, 2024, if you do want to go back on that. Then I had my friend Aiden Sanders come in and do Creatures of Habit with me by Kiltro. And then we also had our second live interview where we had Glitterfox come on for the first time, which is really, really cool. I actually remember I loved one of the songs by Glitterfox that I think I actually played, not during that episode, but when I had them back. I think it's called TV. I'll play that for you guys because I love that song. There's something about it. Dancing in the TV. I think that's how it goes. I can't remember. Let's see. There she is. All right, we'll play this song TV by Glitterfox. You know, listen to it, come back, talk about it a little bit, you know, kind of talk about the memories around it. If you're just joining us again, please make sure if you guys are able to, anything is greatly appreciated, to donate to CITR and Discorder Magazine's Fund Drive 2025. If you go on CITR.ca, there's a little thing that says donate now. We do have some predetermined prices if you do want to donate that amount, or you can also donate whatever amount you can. When it says what inspired you to donate or what show inspired you, please, please, please put Discolly if you guys are tuning in right now. But without further ado, this is TV by Glitterfox on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Devin Cole is a woman in total control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devin Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devin Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com. I should be smitten, but I'm a fiend for the troublesome boy who's driving me wild. Keeping me on the tip of my
tongue. This is the place that's in with the disco crowd.
Hello, friends. I'm Georgia.
And I'm Hannah.
And we're the hosts of CITR's very own Film Picnic.
This week, for the very first time, we're requesting your support of CITR and Discorder's Fund Drive initiative. By donating, you're helping keep local, independent, and alternative voices on air, like us.
We love CITR because without it, simply put, our show would not be possible. Whether they're connecting us with members of their network, lending us equipment, or offering technical support, CITR has maintained their generosity with resource sharing from the very beginning.
As a result of this, through the station and our show, we've been able to unite and foster our filmmaking community in ways we never could have imagined. If you enjoy the voices of independent radio and want to continue to hear more, consider supporting this year's fund drive by heading to donate to CITR.ca to contribute.
Again, that's donate to CITR.ca to support our fund drive 2025. Thanks!
Just consider for the masses, therefore a blending of the people. It's, to me, a sociological revolution, very, very quietly bringing the people together, and through music, going to their feet instead of their heads.
On that note, welcome back to Discolly. Once again, this episode is dedicated to Fund Drive 2025. This year, we are fundraising around $20,000 in support for the preservation of Discorder's physical archive, allowing us to maintain and celebrate its rich history. We also have the expansion of the magazine's distributions to reach more readers. That means around the Vancouver area, as well as I think we're trying to get further, which is super, super cool. That is for you guys to pick up a free magazine at, I think we have some locations down by Main Street, as in Neptune Records. We also have some locations down by Gastown and so on. And the money that we also raise this year will be in support for the development of a dedicated website to improve access and engagement with its content. And do not forget that if you do donate one of the amounts listed in the donation area, there is Fund Drive swag. I was going to say phoners, but like donors get swag. So Fund Drive swag that you do get as a nice little thank you note and a nice little memorabilia for those who have donated. If you are going to donate, that is again on CITR.ca. You go to donate now, just right below the screen. You put whatever amount you can, and you will put in the little box right there, because we are listening to Discolly right now, the little box that says what inspired you to donate today to CITR and Discorder Magazine, you will put Discolly. That's D-I-S-C-O-L-L-I-E, Discolly. Going down, or up actually, going up the track list, or not the track list, the episode list of my archived episodes, we do have the episode where we did Love Sucks, the Avril Lavigne album, with one of our big, I had a whole band come into the studio to talk about their latest EP called Side Effects. I loved Side Effects. I'm not going to lie. It was really, really cool to have them inside. But today I do want to play one of one of the songs that I played of Avril Lavigne that day. I played Boys Lie, I played Love Sucks, and I played Bite Me. But for me, I think I'm going to have to play Love Sucks. Boys Lie does feature Machine Gun Kelly. For those who don't know, it's also kind of like a punk rock artist who is featured on that song. But for me, I just gotta play Love Sucks. That song is just a bop. We'll listen to it, we'll come back, talk about it, and I will have to wrap my show up a little bit early today because I do have a midterm, so that's gonna be fun. But this is Love Sucks by Avril Lavigne on Discolly.
Do you think I'm stupid? I keep killing Cupid. Shot an arrow in my exes. This is my confession. Never learn my lesson. No. Your mouth is full of gossip. I'm an empty that you're toxic. Ew. Your love is like a weapon. What is the obsession? Time to learn my lesson. Whoa. You're overrated. Nothing else left to say. You got me feeling jaded. On and on, had another breakup. When I think of you, I just wanna throw up. On and on, no, I don't wanna get up. Lying in my bed, thinking love sucks. On and on, not another breakup. When I think of you, gotta try to be tough. On and on, now I'm off. Call it bad luck. Why does love suck? Let's play a game of tic-tac-toe. I'ma go and make all my exes say yo. This is for the time that we dodge a bullet.
All right, welcome back. That was Avril Lavigne with Love Sucks. Such a fun pop punk song. She is a pop punk princess, as we do know. She did come to Vancouver in, I think, 2022, and then she came back in 2024, I want to say. Back in April, I remember I went with my friend Summer Bacon. It was such a fun time. And it was at Rogers Arena, and she just knows how to put on a performance, and it was great. It was such a fun time. I would go see her again if I could. Going up the episode list, we did our May 17, 2024 show with Hit Me Hard and Soft. I had my friend Leela come in and talk about Billie Eilish and the recent release of her Hit Me Hard and Soft album back then, before it absolutely took off and just charted everywhere. The popularity was insane. And we did Adalea. And then we did The Rise and Fall of the Midwest Princess featuring Girl with No Face. We had Ali X. Ali X is someone who I keep raving about. I want people to know her power. She is a phenomenal Canadian electronic artist. I'm debating if I can put a song of hers. I think I can, because I just remember that she has some songs that are explicit and some songs that are not. I think I might put, I wanted to put Black Eye, but unfortunately Black Eye is explicit. So I think what I'm going to put for you guys, I think I'm going to give you guys Weird World. Weird World is the first track off of her album Girl With No Face that she released back in 2023. I think. And then she released the deluxe. Oh, no, 2024. And then she released a deluxe later in 2024 as well. But this is Weird World. She's electronic, very, very synthy, kind of like Eurythmics almost. But I'll let you guys take a listen. We'll come back and start wrapping up the show, unfortunately. This is Ali X with Weird World.
I don't wanna dream.
Actually, that was Ali X with Weird World. Such a fun synth electronic sound. I remember when I first discovered her, I can't remember what song it was, but I decided to take a look into her Girl With No Face album that she released in 2024, and it was just such a vibe. I ended up kind of compare and contrast with Chapel Roan's The Rise and Fall of the Midwest Princess for that Discali episode, and it was really fun to have Sinead give her opinions, come in, and yeah, just kind of have a fun time. On July 19th of 2024, I did my first all Spanish music episode. We had, I was alone for that episode, but we did talk about Selena Quintanilla, who is a Tejano music artist. And we went through her album Amor Prohibido. And then we actually, funny enough, I was able to discover and do some research on an old artist called Veronica Mesa, who actually did a very, very similar Tejano music style. And she was actually from Toronto. So that was really cool and a bit of a surprise. But I do want to say up next, I want to play one of my favorite songs from Omar Apollo's discography from his album, Ivory. I remember during that show, we went through Endlessly Interlude. We did Endlessly, Go Away, En El Olvido, and Bad Life featuring Kelly Uchis. I love Endlessly, but I will say for me personally, I do have to give it to Bad Life. Bad Life is just kind of like one of those songs that kind of just hits the spot. I think it might have been the emotional connection that I correlated to that song at the end of the day, but it's a song that I definitely do keep coming back to. We'll play Bad Life by Omar Apollo. We'll come back, start wrapping up the show a little bit more. I think I might cut it in a couple minutes. But remember, if you guys are just joining us, to please donate to Fund Drive 2025. You can find it at CITR.ca. There's a little Donate Now tab. And please feel free to donate as much as you can if you're able to. Anything is greatly appreciated for us to reach our goals here at the station and the Discorder magazine. When it says, what show inspired you to donate today? Please, please, please put in Discolli. That's D-I-S-C-O-L-L-I-E, Discolli. Now, without further ado, this is Bad Life featuring Kali Uchis by Omar Apollo.
You give me nothing, but I still change it to something. And I sit thinking how you touch me, yeah. That's a bad life that you're living. Oh, that you're living. That's a bad life that you're living. Oh, that you're living. I can be selfish. You laid your head on me, heaven. But I can't help but think you lost me, yeah. That's right.
We are UBC Electronica, and we love electronic music sessions.
Run for them life when I step into the jungle.
We offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email, ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
It's Nardwuar, a human serviette, and you're listening to Unseated Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM.
We have been called the Indians.
Justified in opening fire that day. Amy Allen has more.
The virus took on many shapes. The bear, the elk, the antelope.
Hosted by the Indigenous Collective of CITR 101.9 FM, Unseated Airwaves unveils the hidden pages of Indigenous history and contemporary existence. We are back and looking for passionate folks to contribute to the process of putting together our weekly radio show. Our community centers Indigenous joy, excellence, and current issues. Friends and allies are welcome. No experience is necessary. Come learn with us. Our Instagram is Unseated Airwaves, and that's the best way to keep up with us. If you're interested in getting involved or you have any questions, email me, indigenouscollective@citr.ca.
All right, welcome back to the last couple of moments of Discoli. Unfortunately, I wanted to see if I had some time to play one more song for you guys, but unfortunately, I do have to run over to my exam. That wraps up Discoli for us today. Thank you guys so much for joining me today for the Fun Drive episode. Once again, if you haven't already, please, please, please make sure if you are able to donate to this year's CITR and Discorder magazine, Fun Drive 2025. It's on our website, citr.ca. There's a little donate tab right at the bottom. You can give whatever amount you can or predetermined amounts. We are also giving away free little swag for some of the amounts reached for that donation. So you can pick that up once the Fun Drive is done. Once again, the reasons for the Fun Drive this year is for us to raise money to be able to support the preservation of Discorder's physical archive, allowing us to maintain and celebrate its rich history, the expansion of the magazine's distribution to reach more readers across Vancouver, Metro Vancouver, and hopefully maybe someday even further than that, and the development of a dedicated website to improve access and engagement with its content. Up next at noon, we do have Dave Radio Presents The Eclectic Lunch, a new episode with Dave. It's always a fun time. And yeah, I'm sure he has a fun, dedicated Fun Drive episode for you guys. And up next at 1, we have Chopped and Screwed. We have a live LP mixing here. Alex has a fun show for you guys, dedicated as well to Fun Drive. It should be an interesting time. He'll be using the DJ and turntable set here in the studio. So that'll be fun. I'm going to run now. I do have to go to my class, but thank you guys one more time so much for joining and dedicating your time to Discoli and its dedicated Fun Drive episode for this year, 2025. Thank you guys so much again for joining me, and I'll see you guys next week for a new episode. Have a great rest of your day.